The Mountain Valley region of Glenwood Springs in Carbondale is home to a creative group of friends and avid cyclists that call themselves the Stomparillas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it, that's
it. You got
it,
Steve?
Steve Novi is an architect at Greenline Architecture in Carbondale. And along with the rest of the Stomparillas, he loves riding his bikes.
We'll ride the cargo bikes in races. We ride fat bikes in races.
He started the Stomparillas with his friend Aaron Humphrey 8 years ago as a way to experience the joys of riding a bike and to remember what it felt like to ride one for the first time.
Well, for me, it's really all about getting back to the point with cycling where you really enjoy it and you're doing it for fun. You're not out there trying to compete with your buddies. You don't really care who gets to the top first. You're just on the trail, enjoying the flow.
The Stomparillas' latest crazy endeavor is to build their own off-the-grid retreat hidden in the Rocky Mountains.
And their endeavor got picked up on the DIY Network show Building Off the Grid.
Are you ready to go off the grid?
It goes to rural places where people are building cool stuff. Humphrey works at Alpenglow Lighting Design. They decided to build a structure called the Oculus. It's less than 200 square feet. It's nestled up on a hill on Humphrey's property. The front is covered in geometric cuts of glass that form a window. All of the water and the electricity are solar powered. It also has a bike ramp going over the top of it. They wanted to build it with the smallest carbon footprint that they could. They just had to haul the materials up a brutal hill on their bikes.
Is this it?
Yep. Yep. All uphill. This is it. This is the state part.
It maxes at 26%. And over the 6/10 of a mile, it averages 12. When you get to the 8% sections, they feel dead flat.
That's Humphrey. And just for reference, Vail Pass at its steepest is a 7% grade. 7% of the way to vertical. Humphrey is a lighting designer by trade, so when he had to get out some of his old tools, it was like relearning something he hadn't done in years.
You know, I dug out my framing hammer that I bought when I was in high school that I hadn't used very much because this house is framed. And it had been a while since I hand drove 16 penny nails. You know, now other projects I've worked on, we had nail guns.
And the rest of the crew had similar experiences. On any team, there are different specialties. And in this one, some of the guys are artists who just happen to specialize in wood and metal. But it wouldn't be a construction show if there wasn't a mistake made that could jeopardize the whole project. One that's played up for television, of course.
Oh my gosh. Did you give us the wrong measurement, Steve?
I must have. I made a mistake on the dimensions, and of course we had to cut a foot off of the column, so they played up that mistake of mine.
The main supports of the building were measured wrong, and the show made it seem like it would ruin the whole project. Of course, it was just a few cuts that had to be made. No big deal. At a viewing party for the show last week, Steve, Aaron, and the rest of the crew are seeing what their project looks like on TV. Novi got on the show because a production company was looking for groups that had experience building things off the grid. He says the amount of community support they received was great. Most of their materials were donated, and together, the Stomparillas only spent about $5,000 out of pocket.
The laughter was invigorating, just to see that everything we did this summer was valuable, at least on some entertainment level.
As the sun starts setting, the rest of their family and friends arrive to see the Stompas christen their clubhouse with their mountain bikes.
Once the snow clears up, regular rides surely will be made up to the small space, complete with bike wheel chandeliers, a sound system, and beautiful views. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.